Hello and welcome to Freedom Revamp. As you can see, we have Courtney and Deshaun here today because we are doing our season one recap of the podcast. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I feel like we're still in the middle of this pandemic, which has been quite stressful, but as a team, I feel like we've managed to pull through and get some really good content out for season one, so I'm excited to talk about it.
Yes, the same here. So I've been like doing a lot of the, I guess, graphics for it, where you have been on the front line preparing the questions, setting up the dates and everything. So I do want to ask you, what is the process like when you're preparing for the episodes?
So Courtney kind of does a great job with doing the legwork up front. So she's getting our guests, and literally I'm just doing everything that leads up to shaping the episode. So in other words, I'm contacting the guests, seeing when they're available to actually record for the podcast, and then from there on, creating questions so that we have I like to call it like the bread of our conversation, and then we fill that with all types of toppings throughout the episode. So, in other words, I like to come up with a framework of questions for my guests and then kind of just let the conversation flow. Sometimes they'll answer a question and that'll lead to another question. And I'm like, oh, wow, now I want to ask this. And whenever I'm doing those with the guests as well, I'm making sure that they're comfortable. So, I always like to preface it by saying, you need to feel absolutely comfortable doing this episode. If you feel like you're not ready to answer a question, just let me know to stop. We can pause and take that out and post, but whatever the case may be, I like to make sure that the guests are comfortable so that we get really good and authentic episodes.
Yes, I did notice that, like, when we were first starting out, especially the episode where it was just you and me, we were like so strategic. And if we're being honest, like, that wasn't really practicing freedom. So, like, we were trying to be so strategic about it. 'Cause I even noticed in the episode I did with my mom and sister that I was trying to sound so businesslike. It was just like, okay, sis, this is not it. Let's make it really comfortable so that people who are listening can even, relax while they're listening to it.
Yeah,
So
I feel like that was something that I battled with too. I had never hosted a podcast before. So first, I just want to say thank you, Courtney, because this experience has really been eye-opening for me. At one point, I wanted to do a podcast. I just didn't think I was capable. So I was like, no, I'm not gonna try that. Like, that's not my forte. I can't reach into that. But you asking me to do it, I was like, you know what? There's a reason why God asked her to ask me, because we had no prior knowledge of one another. So I felt
Right.
very called to do it. So I was like, I'm gonna figure this out. And in figuring it out, I learned like there is no way to do it. There is no guidelines. You create that as you go. You figure out what you want. Like you said, we have to figure out a way to be free within the structure of it, because it's so easy to be like, this is how we start every episode. This is how we ask the questions. Thank you for your lovely answer. Moving right along. And that wouldn't be realistic. Like sometimes I was in some of these episodes, I was so moved by the guest answer that I was like, hold on, I need a moment. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then after the episode, I'm thanking them for being so vulnerable because I felt moved by the episode. And I'm like, if I feel moved, then I know that our listeners are going to feel moved. So I think that's been the most important thing to me is like learning freedom. Like I can make mistakes. I don't have to sound perfect and I don't have to sound politically correct on every episode. I just have to be. And that's what's really helped me to grow as a podcast host and to help me to continue to develop skills as far as communicating with each and every guest that we have.
Yes, I definitely feel like it was meant to be or a calling, because I was looking back the other day at the first time I reached out to you, and that was in April. And I really didn't give you many details of how I wanted this run. I just told you this is what Freedom Revamped is. We can talk about topics together and decide, then we'll reach out to the guests. And you've done such a great job at like getting the vision out there for the podcast part of it. So yes, it's been amazing. But now, like, we always talk about freedom and what it means at the beginning of every episode. So has your definition of freedom maybe altered or enhanced over the process of recording the episodes and learning from the guests?
Most definitely. Every episode, I don't necessarily define freedom for myself, but hearing others define it, it strengthens my own definition. So perfect example, we had Imani Hunter on, and that was one of the most moving conversations. And hearing her define freedom shifted my definition because of the space that I was in. Again, I mentioned earlier, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. So everything is kind of like unknown and unfamiliar. And we're kind of just like moving around in uncertainty. And it's changed my mindset. Like mentally, I was struggling earlier in the pandemic, and I'm working to develop some mental health and strength throughout the rest of this because it's hard. And with that being said, like thinking about freedom, that meant something different for me on a day-to-day basis. So we talk about practicing freedom, and you develop this concept of meaning. It's not just something that it's not a destination. We don't just obtain freedom. It's a practice and something that we have to continue to practice. I noticed that for myself, to be true. Each and every time that someone else would define freedom and I would hear their definition, it would reflect who they were and it would reflect where they are right now in their lives. So for me today, my definition of freedom is solely about being a little bit selfish, like finding time to be free within me, like allowing myself to be free of other people's opinions, to be free of the outside world. Sometimes I need to separate and take the time to be in silence and to meditate so that I can really sit in what's going on right now and sit in self-reflection as opposed to being so consumed by everything that's going on. And that's what's allowing me to be free, because then I leave those spaces feeling like authentically myself. So I think essentially the biggest thing that I would say has changed my thoughts on freedom has been hearing other people and empathizing and sympathizing with their definitions of freedom and understanding what it meant to them and seeing how that is something that I can say me too.
Yeah, I 100% agree, because I try, like, you send me the audio ahead of time before you edit it, and I try not to listen to it until like I get the edited version back so I can add the little trinkets. And every time I'm listening to their definitions or when you add on to your definition, I'm like, let me write this down, because it, like, listening to other people's freedom journeys or their definitions, it's helped me a lot. So it's been amazing. Yeah. And I'll definitely agree that, like you said, meditation, prayer, journaling, they've been ways I've had to practice freedom during this pandemic. And even listening to podcasts such as Freedom Revamped, the podcast, just learning more stuff during this pandemic is a way I've been handling freedom and learning more about freedom. So thank you to our guests also. We can't forget about them, because it starts with us.
Lifting, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. And it starts with us asking them and them saying yes, but then like them actually being super authentic with it is just like, whew.
You know what I'm saying? And like so vulnerable. I can't help but be excited about like the work and like listening back to it. Like sometimes I find myself in the car and I'm like, I am listening to myself on a podcast. This is nuts. And then like I'm listening to the guest and I'm getting like emotional again, because I'm like, wow, I'm hearing this again and it still moves me. I loved the episode with Nikita, like hearing some of the things that she was saying and like talking about her journey. I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a pleasure to listen back to. So definitely, like you said, I feel like they do a lot of the heavy lifting. Like I come with the questions, but it's up to them to be authentic and to be vulnerable and to give us honest answers so that people can hear stories that are relatable. And I think that that's like one of the coolest things about the guests that we've had. Each one of them have had relativity. They're in some way, shape, or form, our listeners could be like, I've experienced that. And maybe not that direct situation, but something similar. So I've really enjoyed the guests that we've had so far.
I agree. And like you said, a lot of the topics have been heavy, but that's because they're so true and so real to what's going on. So we've covered overcoming your fears. We've covered empowering women, and more specifically Black women. We've covered familial relationships, social injustice, all of these topics. And they're sometimes heavy to listen to. And sometimes when you're asking the guests the questions, I also like answer them while I'm listening to it, because it helps me better understand myself. Mm-hmm. So what has been the hardest topic to cover? Because I know you, like you said, you set up the questions, you listen to the guests, and sometimes you answer the questions yourselves, and these topics are heavy. So what has been the hardest one to cover?
Oh my. Okay. So if I'm going to be 100% honest, and ironically, I don't understand how this was so hard for me to discuss, but maybe it's because it seemed to make me so unsettled. We talked about love as a trend this season, and my God, that conversation, it was just so good. And just sitting back and thinking about all that we have and allowed to influence what love means. And then that took me back to my spiritual definition of love and looking at like how I define love spiritually and how so impressionable we are as people, allowing, you know, Instagram and social media in general and TV and film to show us what love is when we have a pure definition. I'm a believer. So with that being said, you know, God is love. And looking at the love that he has shown us, a lot of the things that we see in media that are depicted as love are not necessarily love. Oftentimes, lust is depicted as love in media. And sometimes pain is depicted as love in media. There's all these things that they say love is that it's not, and that we know not to be true as believers. So I think that conversation was very hard for me to have and not sit in the conversation, honestly. Like, hearing all the things that I was saying, I was like, oh my gosh, this is something that I felt like I dealt with too. Like, I was allowing my pursuit of quote unquote happiness, or my pursuit of a man, to be honest, to distract me from what love really is, or from who love really is. So that was a really hard conversation to have without going back later and getting my journal out and getting myself together. Like, oh my gosh, Deshaun, you have a battle with this yourself.
I agree. I think we covered social injustice like throughout every episode it was brought up, because it's so prevalent. Like, going on.
Yes.
But through all of the people that brought up social injustice, I'd definitely say Janelle's was the hardest to listen to. Simply because, one, we grew up in the same city. We didn't connect until actually I reached out to her for the podcast, but we grew up in the same city and went to rivaling schools. So to hear about how much she experienced it in the city we grew up in was like, whoa. And then also for her to talk about how she went from a mainly white school to going to an HBCU was like, my heart was like, oh my goodness, now she's like getting to experience real blackness. And it was just like, I love that for her. But and the self-love one was deep too,
because
I'm still in the process of learning that I don't need anyone outside of God and myself to show me love, because love is already embedded in me. I just have to give it to myself. So learning that it's been a lot. And I've honestly listened to the episode with O'Shea and with Kayla, because she also discussed self-love. I've listened to those like, I don't know how many times.
O'Shea's episode was so good. And so was Kayla's. But like thinking about, like you said, thinking about self-love and that being an ongoing battle for Black women, like even when we got into the episode of like the struggles of Black women, like that was it right there. That is one of our primary struggles, because we're constantly trying to prove ourselves, whether it be physically, emotionally, or whatever the case may be. Like, I don't want to be too hard because then I'm not being woman enough, or I want to make sure that I look a certain type of way so that I can be woman enough, whatever the case may be. It's like constantly battling with how we're supposed to perform and how we're supposed to look is a struggle. So that always is like our biggest obstacle when it comes to self-love for me personally. So I feel like that's something that I've had to overcome year after year. But the stronger I get in my faith, like I said in the episode, I feel like I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the more that I dictate that to myself, there's absolutely nothing that anyone can say to me, because I'm like, if I'm created in his image, like, you gonna tell me that I'm not cute? You can't do that. So just thinking about that, and like when you're reflecting on self-love, like, it's really important to remember like who you are.
Yes, that's a great way to lead into the next question, because I wanted to know what topics forced you to learn more about yourself. Like, each of the topics for me helped me dive more into who I am and how I want to practice freedom and live in general. So what topics did you cover that were like, okay, maybe I can do this better, or maybe I can do that better, maybe I can do this to become a more free Deshaun?
So I had a really good conversation with Sage Reads. And when I look back at that conversation and I think about spiritual wellness, I had to confront myself. I was super emotional after recording that episode. And I don't know if she knew this, but we connected after, and she's such a sweet person, and her energy was so good that it really uplifted me, because I wasn't having the best day that day that we recorded that episode, because I just didn't feel enriched spiritually. And I was like, how am I about to do this whole episode about spiritual wellness and I don't feel spiritually well? So after that episode, it taught me so much about myself and like my need to reconnect, which is why right now I feel like I'm having to be so selfish about my well-being, because you get so caught up in wanting to help everyone else that you forget to help yourself. And that's what I was doing. So when it came to being spiritually well and taking the time to recommit to journaling or recommit to yoga or recommit to going to the gym, whatever it was that like helped me to feel fulfilled, I need to go back to that. So I think sometimes it's hard doing these episodes and hearing things from the guests and being like, oh my gosh, why are you preaching to me? Like, how are you in my business? How do you know that this is what I'm going through right now? That episode was one of those episodes for me. So after that, I really had to like exit my own pity party, pick up myself by my bootstraps, and like enter my spiritual warfare, like with all the strength I had, because there's so much going on and so many opposing forces right now, again, with the pandemic. And it's been so hard not to like sulk and to like sit in all of the things that are going on and allow that to like negatively affect you. So hearing her discuss spiritual wellness and like her intentional ways of ensuring that she's spiritually well, I was like, I have to be more intentional. I have to be more intentional. So that was the biggest thing that I learned, is like intentionality. I can't exit this season not having done all that I can do to make sure that I'm spiritually well.
Yes. I learned something from all of them, but the reason I wanted to ask you that question is because like you're in the actual moment, like me and everybody else, we're listening to it, but you and the guests, y'all are there in the moment being vulnerable. So thank you for like being so vulnerable and allowing yourself to just take in stuff and express yourself. It really is admirable, because like you didn't have to say, yes, Courtney, I'd be your podcast host, but I honestly couldn't see any better fit for this, because I was going to try it myself before I found you. And I was like, no, Courtney, you better go look. It wasn't for me. So we always talk about practicing freedom. And there are ways that our guests mentioned practicing freedom that I honestly would have never thought of. So have you taken on any new freedom practices that you've learned from our guests?
Yes. Okay. So most times I directly relate to what the guests are saying. And sometimes I hear their ways in which they practice freedom, and I'm like, I've never considered that. I'm a note taker. I love to put pen to paper. So journaling has been one thing that has been like a running theme with most of our guests this season. So it's something that I directly relate to, because I love putting pen to paper. I love writing my thoughts out, and I love being able to revisit them. Separate from that, one thing that I picked up, ironically, I just talked about her, was reading. Reading is one thing that like, it was always really hard for me to do unless it was reading material that I was like in love with. So if I didn't want to read, it was hard to get me to pick up something and be like, okay, I'm going to read this and I'm going to finish it. That's the thing. So I found myself doing a lot of research and finding self-help books. So right now, my biggest practice in freedom is, separate from my meditation and my Bible reading in the morning, now I need to pick up a book and either, like right now I'm reading self-help books, so obviously it's for spiritual enrichment. But even when I, you know, embark beyond these books, I want to be able to just pick up a book and continue to immerse myself in knowledge. One of the things that's been a running theme throughout the episodes as well is I've told a lot of the guests how I felt like academia was a vice for me. In other words, I was struggling with always feeling like I was excelling in school. So having become an adult and not had something to like, you don't get an A in life as an adult, or you don't get 100 on your assignment in life as an adult. You have to reward yourself, or you have to give yourself those assignments and learn from the lessons of life. And that was a hard switch for me. So right now, in order to continue to practice freedom, I'm finding ways to be spiritually enriched, like I mentioned earlier. So right now, reading is that for me, whether it's reading the Word of God or whether it's like reading for leisure. It's like that's what's kind of keeping me up right now.
Yeah, I've always journaled, but I never took it as serious as I have this year because, like we said, 2020 has been heavy. And that doesn't mean that 2021 is going to be any easier, because we don't know. Like, we didn't expect this year to be what it was. But I'll definitely say that journaling, I've been doing it more. And also, like you said, reading, it's sort of been more so an escape for me. I haven't really read any self-help books, but like fantasy, fiction, all of that. It has been more so of an escape, because when you're reading, you read about things that aren't going on in the world right now. So it's more like, ooh, can't wait till we get there. So it's been a journey for sure. But we did a playlist, I guess. I reached out to the guests and even you to see what songs they thought would go with their episodes. And I asked you what song would go with the season overall. And I want to say you chose the Alicia Keys song.
I did. So, I'm so up with that song. I'm biased. I love that song.
I haven't listened to it yet. I haven't been on the Alicia Keys wave lately. I like her old stuff.
I can definitely relate to that. I think the song found me. So ironically, I love Spotify in the way that they put together these playlists. Sometimes they're really good. Sometimes I'm like, what is this Spotify? But So Done came on and I cried in the car to it, because I was like, oh my gosh, like this is exactly how I'm feeling right now. If I'm correct, the lyrics say, and I'm so done. Oh my gosh, I don't want to. Give me a second. We're going to use our resources. Yes, I want to make sure I say the right lyrics, because the songs, the lyrics spoke to me, and that's what really got me to loving it. And that's also what made me think, like, this is the perfect song for the season. Perfect. Here we go. So the lyrics say, I'm so done holding me back. I'm living the way that I want. And I'm so done fighting myself, going through hell. I'm living the way that I want. And one of the verses, she says, I lost control of all my energy. I've done so much damage to my heart. I've given in. I've changed my identity. I didn't mean to go so far. So she's basically saying, like, she lost herself in her pain and her circumstances. And that's something that I feel like we've all fallen victim to. So hearing that song, I was like, this is right on time, especially again, in the middle of the pandemic, I was losing my mind. So this song just was like, I'm taking control. I'm done. This is a direct derivative of what I was saying about like being intentional about my spiritual wellness. I'm done being ill spiritually, and I'm going to obtain my spiritual wellness. I'm going to be intentional about doing that. So I think that's why this song is a perfect through line for the season, because there was a lot of things that we discussed that we had issues with that me and the guests were like, this can't happen anymore. So how do we fix it? So that was our way of saying, we're so done with this. What is our alternative, or how do we see the world changing, or how can we be change agents to assist in the change for whatever it is that we found to be wrong? So I think that that's why this was, for me, the perfect song to sum up the whole season.
Yeah, I didn't choose a song for the season. I just chose songs that went with the episodes I was in. But you chose that song for for the season overall, but would you give that same title of the song for the season? Like, would you name the season So Done, or would you name it something else?
If I had to name the season overall, oh my gosh. We've had like so many complex women of color come on the show doing so many things. So it's very cliche. But I feel like it was a Black Girl Magic show. like we all came in and everyone had a different way of waving their magic wand and doing something that was enlightening or doing something that would change the world overall. We've had women, we've done spotlight episodes where women have come on and talked about their ways of blogging or using their own podcast to be change agents within their communities. We've had other women come on and talk about how they are doing book clubs in order to keep women like mentally nourished and freeing their minds. We've had people come on and talk about the things that they're doing within corporate America or in ministry. So overall, this was like a Black Girl Magic show. You saw a little bit of everything, and that was just this season in particular for me. But I just think overall, we've shown you the complexity of Black women. We've shown you the complexity of thoughts. We've shown you the meeting of minds, some in agreement, some in disagreement. And I think that that's why I would call it the Black Girl Magic show.
I agree. I was scrolling through like the way the feed is set up the other day, and I told my sister, I said, Freedom Revamped has become a Black Girl Stan account. Like, oh my gosh, like, I love it. And honestly, when I first started it, I wanted it to be for everyone because everyone has their own chains and their own bondage. But my cousin told me that, you know, you need to focus on the people who are really in chains, and Black women, like, we're double minorities. So it wasn't intentional, but I do believe God did it that way, that it ended up being mainly Black women that we interview and that we cover, because I mean, we are disrespected in the most insane ways, but we also rise above in the most crazy ways. I love when, I believe it was Nikita, she said, Black women do everything, but yet we're still not enough. And when she said that, I think I dropped my phone, fell out on the bed, everything, because yes, it's so true. But this season has been like amazing.
It has. I really feel blessed and honored. When I tell you, like I said, it had to have been God, because I had no idea what I was doing when I started. But I was like, I'm not going to let this girl down. She trusted me to do this podcast. I'm not going to let her down. I'm like watching YouTube videos, trying to figure things out, you know, editing and posts and stuff, and like battling with life and stuff, trying to make sure that things got done. I was like, I'm just so happy that she's patient with me. We're going to get this season done, and it's going to be something that we can be proud of. And I truly feel like God is smiling on this, because if we look at the topics that we've covered and the people who've been on the show, I talked about, you know, how I felt changed, but what people don't hear is what happens after the episodes. And so often, like in conversation after an episode, I've had people tell me how free they felt after they were able to have those conversations. So one thing that you might not have been aware of is how many women have been freed by just simply being guests on this podcast. So that's something that I am so excited to have facilitated, but more importantly, I am so blessed to have been a part of and been trusted to be a part of, because Courtney, you intended and set out to, you know, revamp freedom. And I feel like for so many women who have been a part of the show this season, they feel like that their freedom has been revamped. They feel like they've re-entered a space of freedom that they were not in prior to, or they feel like, oh my gosh, like a light bulb went off and they're like, oh, well, this is what I was dealing with. Like, almost sometimes these episodes become therapy. So I definitely feel like this first season is just the beginning. And if y'all thought y'all got something this season, just wait to see what we've got in store.
Yes, but I want to thank you so much, because you've been like, you're amazing. And I know I'm Courtney, I'm overwhelming sometimes, but the way you handle it is so amazing. And to our guests, thank you guys. Like, you could have said no, you could have just ignored the email. And even if you said yes, you could have not brought all that you brought to the table. Like, this season would not have been what it was without you guys. So thank y'all so much. And our listeners, y'all don't have to listen, but y'all do.
You do. They definitely have to hear it. So, you know, y'all figure out how you want to listen to it. Maybe it's in the shower, or maybe it's on the way to work, or maybe it's just playing in the background while you're meal prepping for the week, whatever the case may be, just find some time to listen to it, because I feel like it's less about promoting the show. It's more about promoting these experiences. So mm-hmm. if you can listen to them, and if you can hear, and if you can be enriched from them, that's what I want you to have. Like, it's less about, oh, go watch or go listen. It's more about, like, I experienced something that I want you to also experience. Like, right. go listen to this episode, because this show is so much bigger than me and Courtney. And I think that God is going to use it because it's so much bigger than us. So the people who it falls upon their ear, they're going to be changed. So just, you know, if you heard it already, share it with a friend. We're, you know, trying to continue to grow the community of people who are informed about Freedom Revamped. So we need help with that. So if you've listened and you've been moved by an episode, or if you were a guest and you've been moved, continue to share it so that people can continue to hear what we have going on at Freedom Revamped, the podcast.
Yes. Well, I think Deshawn just said everything I was going to say. So I'm going to say what she normally says at the end, which is continue to practice freedom. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.